Mishnah. Daf nun vav beis. Almana lekayin gadol from almana married lekayin gadol who is over alive or a grusha vechalutze lekayin hegid or a grusha vechalutze for kayin hegid which are over alive min ha edusin from the time they got engaged layecha betruma. They shouldn't need to. What do you mean? We're not talking about that the kohen gadol does not allow her to eat truma. Of course not. They're talking about that if she was a bas kohen, the moment she got engaged, even though she didn't yet come in aveda, the aveda is only when you live together. They didn't live together and got engaged. But the moment they got engaged, she's disqualified from eating truma anymore. However, Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Shimon, so we're just going over the Mishnah yesterday. Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Shimon, and Machshe, they say the fact of the matter is she didn't live in sin yet, so therefore she can continue in truma from before. Rashi, Mina Edison, Le Yechu Truma, Mishoshin, Eskachu Le Elu Kedushi, Aveda the moment, Kimin Aveda, Nifsala Melech, but Truma, she's Kisquavi, Truma, the Vein Nosha from her household, Imbas Koini, which is the daughter of a Koini. Until they commit an aveda, v'tasa chalala. That's when she becomes a chalala. Once they're married, there's no question they're not allowed to eat truma anymore because she's a chalala. As you see, before it says, la yechalal shnei chilulin echad lav echad lezara, one for herself, one for children. Okay, so that's the machlekes. Whether since it's about to come to Nisa, do you already lose your rights for kohen? Back to the Mishnah, what about Nis Armlu Ainis Garshu? Let's say she then became widowed or divorced. Min Hanisuyun, if she actually married them, even though they're no longer married, they became a Chalala Fafal, Psulis. They don't go back to the family's house to eat Truma, they're a Chalala. Aber Mina Edison, but from the Edison Kshedas, they go back. Even Rameir, who says that as soon as they got engaged, she forfeited her rights, that's only because of how she's about to get married. But the moment she's no longer about to marry because he died, then she can go back. Rashi, min hanesuim psula. Nisarun gashim min hakoyinim alol goyim hanesuim psula. The shavich chalala bebe yosef became a chalala min edisin kshedus. I feel that I may have passed from the edisin. What I may have passed from chayim while the husband alive. The mishta meda, she is waiting to be a psula. She's about to do an aveda. Avol meisu, if they died, law doesn't apply. So the gemara Tanya, we learned in a braise. Omer ameir ameir said kavuchemer kavuchemer. This is a very difficult kavuchemer. Rabbi Meir said, I'll explain to you why I believe the moment they got engaged, even though they get married, she's already also eating truma, she's disqualified. Uma kedusha reshus, madach kedushim of reshus, a machilin. So normal pshat is, Rashi's second pshat is it tastes in all the Rishayim, find it hard to understand. But that first pshat is, if a koyin gets engaged with an ordinary bas yisrael, is she entitled to eat straight away? No. Till they get married. So madach kedusha of no aveda happened. Ein machilin, she can eat truma. Kedusha Aveda, if she got an Aveda, like Koshka, surely she should not be eating truma. Rashi doesn't like this shot because, you know, she's disqualified. If she came from a family of Kainim, she's disqualified. Rashi doesn't like this shot because what's the connection between the two? What kind of Kalachemer is that? A Bas Yisrael cannot eat truma when they're engaged. Obviously, but why should she? And a Bas Kohen, why should she lose because she was engaged? What's the Kalachemer? So let's see how Rashi learns. Rashi, Mark, Yisroel, Kidin, Yisroel, Shikid, Bas Kohen. It's the first shot of Rashi. Yisroel marries Bas Kohen, engaged with Kohen, and Kidin, Shikid, Aveda, Aveda. A Machin, Kalaymer, A Manichin, Oisin, Lecho. We don't allow them to eat it now in the common Edison. But he's a medical man, going on. Edison, you're not allowed to eat Truma, Midrabon at least. Toimer, Bekidushi, Aveda, Eshloi, Le Kohen, Zed. This Kohen is marrying this Grusha. It's an Aveda. Lahachil, Bemokam, Acha, Beruile. Okay, sorry. Actually, let's just go one more line, the Gemara for Rashi. So what's the Hashem Rav's answer back? Omrulay, the answer back. Loi knows not kalvachem at all. I am a big kedusha reshus. You know why by kedusha reshus? You know why kedusha reshus? Even though right now they don't need truma, shekain ain loy lahachemok macha. No matter who he marries, he cannot give truma while they're engaged. Engaged, you can't get married. But shein kain. Masha'in Kane over here in the case of this Grusha, this Grusha to Kohen Hedyot, she can marry any Kohen Hedyot. So therefore, she's disqualified. That's, says Rashi, I don't understand. Tell me about Fidish Vedyot, Lloyd, the Kohen Zel, Achim, Mokam, Achim, Beru, Lloyd, Mizro. Kach, Shemai, Tilib, Megam, Gim, Chodif, is all the Ein Zel, Losh, Nashas. It's not the normal way of a Kamuchemit. The Hochi, Boy, the Mem, this is what Marashu said. Ma, Kiddushi, Rishus, Madu, Rishus, Poislin, you have to find a kulin l'chumra. So he said, "Madri reshus pasels." Number one, but oi, and the truth it doesn't. But at least you could have said that. Oi, midik amar Rabbi Yishe says, "Petuah daka." Rabbi Yishai says in the next Gemara that a p'tua daka koyin, if I have a koyin, p'tua daka. Shekin is Bas Yisrael that marries a Bas Yisrael. A koyin of p'tua daka should not be marrying a Bas Yisrael b'chlal. And if he marries a Bas Yisrael, he wants to say, Banu l'machlek is the mach, and the question is, now that she's married to a koyin, does she eat or not? Is a machlek is Rab Meir, Rab Elezer, that if she's the Lektani... Because he is. Tuma, he got engaged. Can she eat truma? L'chayde, if she got engaged and eat truma, what does it have to do if she's a Bas Yisrael? Even a full-fledged kohen, you cannot eat truma to get married. What's a shayla by Tzur Daka? Obviously, we're talking about that she's a Bas kohen. And the question is, well, she got disqualified because she's about to live with somebody that's forbidden to her. Forbidden to any yid.
In today's thing, if someone has a vasectomy, is that considered psu daka or krushvacha?
No, krushvacha means the gid is missing. No, psu daka means you could have a relationship, but it's not fertile.
It's not going to.
It's not going to be fertile. The coin is about coin. Shmam, no, it's definitely for my bas coin. The plukt, my sister, love bas coin. Chudi, he have a dimken. He has a vayishul meimul al blazer b'shima ochla. Hey, madam, Rabbi Levi Shimon bas coin bas Yisrael. Me Amr, who said? So loshenach. Listen to Rashi Memshav. Who are Iker? Amon le coin godul the grushel chuzuk and hedyed mina eris and lechut truma. Bein be bas coin, bein bas Yisrael kamari. A bas Yisrael for sure doesn't need truma, but even a bas coin is disqualified. Be bas coin kiperishis. Be bas Yisrael. And a Bas Yisroel, what do you mean by Bas Yisroel? The Liba, the Mishnah, the Shaini, the Amr Ksuba is, it's sometimes Shaykh for Bas Yisroel also to eat Truma if she's engaged to a Kohen. When? Chayda, we say during engagement camp, if 12 months went by and he didn't want to marry her, then we say to the Kohen, oh, you marry her? Or you have to start giving her Truma. We're no longer, we remove that Gzeda. So these are the two cases. But however, if it's in sin, Igiyaz Mav, Lenisu, Oichlu, Shalev, Oichlu, Truma, Kavar, Meir, Al Manda, Kohen, Godl, Afa, Bidik, Nusha, Kedushin. We know Yerchal, the king of Kaspi, he like Techel, but Truma, Kesha, Rusal, Koyin. Should not eat Truma like another Rusal, Koyin. Sha Oichel is not eating, not eating. My time, the Mishtam, there's a little bit of a she's waiting for a beta. The blood of Shim, Machin, the Machin, the king of Kaspi, the fact is, it's your wife. Right now, and Aved, it hasn't happened. Imashim Chalala, the cold man, Shalay Bola, is Chalala. Nis Armel is Garsha widowed, Min Ha Koinim Alalu. If you're widowed from this Koinim, when the Edison and Edison, Shadis Linusel Koin, they can marry Koin, Imlis Amlu, if you became a widow, not became divorced, a widow, the Gabirush in Bas Koin, Shadil Truma. And by Grush, she's Bas Koin, she goes back home and she eats Truma. But Minan Suin, Puzzle, from the Suin is Puzzle, the Shavia Chalola. He's explaining the whole mission now based on what we're learning now, talking about Bas Koin. Why, if she got married to the guy, because she's a Chalola now? Uma Kedush Rishus, Yisrael, she Kiddush Bas Yisrael. If Yisrael married a Bas Yisrael. Does not give it to Truma. Kedusha Aveda, Kigoin Elu, Lo Koshkein, disqualifies the Truma. So we say, no, there's a big difference. Over there, Bemokam Acher, over there, by the shows. That's right. Afilu, Nisas, Temedusha Aveda, Sheshla Lacharula. By, no matter who you got engaged to, she cannot eat, you cannot give anyone to eat Truma. So therefore, it makes sense. Over here, when you marry this Bas Koin, if she would have married somebody else, or if this Koin would have not married this Grusha, would have married another woman, he would have been able to supply her with, he wouldn't have disqualified her from Truma. So maybe over here also you don't disqualify. I feel in his time, if he would have married someone who's wrote to him, he would have not disqualified that person from eating Truma. Or if it was a Bas Yisrael, after 12 months, he would have given it to eat Truma. Says the Gemara Baita. Okay. A mayor says that you don't need truma over here also because you're about to obey, you don't need truma. And Avlav Shimon, I'm going to be a psula that I say, Ochl does eat. Hanami Ochl eats also Rashi, the Kenyan Kasper here belongs to a chelet dvar teyre, but at the boy, lo shavi chelet Ochl. We're talking about Matayna, I'm talking about the Rabbanon. Remember, with the Rabbanon, as soon as you get engaged, you don't need truma because we're scared you might bring the food home to your parents. But Matayna, as soon as you get engaged, you're entitled to truma. Rabbi Shimon says over here that even Matayna, Or even Matayda here, you won't be able to eat Terumah because according to the Meir, you're waiting to do an Isr. Since you're waiting to do an Isr, because the Psur Dak is Asr to you, then even Matayda, she cannot eat Terumah. But according to Rabbi Shimon, right now there's no Aveda Matayda, so Matayda, she could eat Terumah. So the Rabbanu won't allow because of whatever, in a family. But if it's more than 12 months, she would be allowed. So he might have been my, how do you compare the two? You know, I'd kind of come up with Rabbi Shimon Hassan, what Rabbi Shimon says. Anything which is also by Yisrael, Sudakr Shvacha, Mamzer if occurring is a Mamzer, is also anybody.
Yeah.
Well, you said Mamzer is common as well, but you're going to throw a Mamzer. That's right, Kru Shvacha. Yeah. Exactly. Was it maybe different? Ad kan leka amr Rabbi Shimon Hassam el the yesh lelach mokamachi. No, what Rabbi Shimon said over there that he could eat because he would have married an ordinary woman. He would be mahatayd. He would be able to give a truma. So even though he married someone, a grush or something else, since he has the power to give to eat, so therefore he can give it to eat also mahatayd. Because my aveda wasn't done.
What the man needs to do to prove his case? He needs to prove his case somehow. When there's only a potential, all these.
That proof is a swara. He says a swara. He has a kavu chayim with deishlagap. No, the way Rashi second shot is a kavu chayim is that since by what do you call it, that you cannot feed someone that which you're allowed to marry, you cannot feed someone you're allowed to marry. So therefore, if you're about to marry someone, no, a bas koyin. The second Rashi second shot, he's marrying about either Yisrael or a bas koyin. You're not allowed, you can't forget bas koyin. She can eat on her own. She doesn't need you. But Abbas Yisrael, if you feed, you cannot feed on your own. Lashus, you cannot feed on your own. So surely...
That you can't feed Abbas Yisrael on your own from Eilus.
Yeah. Yeah, according to most opinions.
Exactly. So what's ahead?
Maybe I may hold this Matayda. Maybe I may hold this Matayda. Yeah. Yeah. So you want to write... You can't feed anybody. Maybe the media that they disqualify from being through live. There's no woman. That's mutim. Okay, back to the mother. But over here it says he can't, it's too dark, four lines on top. He cannot feed anybody else. We don't say that. If you're going to say, Hochanami here to Yeshloy Lahachil, Bebaz Gadim, you can argue over here also he can feed somebody else Truma. When can he feed someone else Truma? What about if this girl's a Baz Gadim? A Baz Gadim is not a call, member of the call. Not a member of the call of Tsudaka. Who can't the Tsudaka marry? Only a call. Bas gave him, her parents would give him, not herself. Her parents who gave him are still not considered part of Kahal Hashem, as we'll see, Big Machlekes. And if you're not part of Kahal, he can marry her, and if he can give a truma. So there are people that he can give truma to. So according to Shira Velazar, therefore you should be able to give truma. According to this opinion right now, we're saying that a Kohen cannot marry a Bas Gadim. That's right, she's not my parent part of Kahal. We'll soon see if you got, we'll soon see, three opinions. He says, Itma, we learned Abaye. Amar Abaye says before we get into the whole sugya, Abaye will answer. Hoyil, since I'll give you other cases where a Ptsua Daka can feed his wife, and therefore Rab Shimon Rab Laza might hold that does not disqualify Bas Kain. Forget about Bas Gadim because that's a question we haven't answered. Where else do we find that he can feed his wife? Abaye says, Hoyel sins, Uma Achila, he could feed her below Yoda. What happened to Psuodaka? He was married to this woman, and then he became a Psuodaka afterwards. He was engaged to this woman, became a Psuodaka afterwards, and they got married as well, and became a Psuodaka afterwards, and since he became a Psuodaka, they never lived together yet. since they never lived together, so an aveda wasn't didn't happen. She continuing truma. Below yodav, they don't have any relationship. She continuing truma. So she could feed. He could. This psudaka could feed truma if he's married to this woman and never had a relationship with her after he became psudaka. Rashi hayul vachil below yodav hayinasi koyinisha. This koyin was married to a woman by chlela betruma. She became eating truma. Then suddenly vanasa psudaka somewhere in his lifetime became psudaka. If he would have had relations with her from that moment onward, she's cancelled. The shavi chalala, he just turned into chalala. The nivala lipasala, even though he's pasala as Yisrael, she also becomes a chalala. But the imla yada b'shanas tzudaka, they had no relationship after they became tzudaka. Had he zochelas, she could continue eating. Mishnah bergadol. Alma, what do we see? A matzina tzudaka koyin mach mokamach. Continue eating. Hech b'dushaveda nami Michael Kozman shalay asa chalala. So therefore, by over here, Kozman, they didn't live together. In the Kozman, they didn't live together. They can, you can eat truma. Yeah. Halala. Exactly. Definitely. Since he's allowed to feed, if he owns servants, even if it's a tzedaka, they can eat truma on his behalf, so he could provide for others. So if it's a tzedaka, in the case of a tzedaka, marrying this woman, since he could provide truma to others, therefore he doesn't disqualify her until he actually marries her. We can't just learn from the fact that he can provide for slaves. We need to find that he can provide for a married through marriage. Over there, she was eating until he became a tzedaka. They were married legitimately, and then later became tzedaka. Because he was eating, she was eating very legitimately, she could continue. What does that have to do with our case here when you're marrying a woman from the first time? He said, that's not a svara. Because the Eli Tema Hachi, because if you're going to say Kvar Ochla, we had yesterday, but if you're going to say that because she was eating, she can continue, Basi saw the Koyin, but the Yiddish girl is married to a Koyin, Vamis, and her husband died, according to you, Teichel, she should continue eating Kvar Ochla. You're Swara, because she started to hit it. The Rava Hossam over there, what are you comparing? Paka Kinyana. That guy is no longer around, so therefore the cause that allowed her to eat is no longer here. Hachala Paka Kinyana. Here the man who gave her the Truma is still around. And the fact that she already ate till now and he's still around and they didn't live in sin, that's why she continued eating. Cannot bring a ra'i from here to a case where you're marrying a woman for the first time and you got engaged to her, you didn't marry her, that she should be able to eat truma from a former marriage, from a former house. Your body is healthy. What's going on here about this bas gedim? The Gemara will give three opinions. Goof, we learned. Rabbi Yechon was asked Rabbi Oishi a question. Rabbi Oishi was a Tana. Rabbi Yechon, who learned by Rabbi Yose, asked Rabbi Oishi a patua daka koyin. A koyin who happened to be tua daka. Shenosem bas gedim. If he married a bas gedim. So my question is, first of all, is he allowed to marry a? Is a koyin allowed to marry a bas gedim? That's number one. And number two, even if he's allowed to marry a bas gedim, is a bas gedim considered kol? So he's be us and tzedaka. Two sudim here. There's the problem of koyin, the problem of tzedaka. Either a problem would render a halala and he cannot eat truma. So I want to know, when we say a koyin al-marry gedim, what about the daughter of a gedim? Both her parents are gedim. Is he allowed to marry? If he's allowed to marry, then he can give a truma. I am tzedaka, but if she's not considered a member of the kol, look at that. You have a woman here who can marry a koyin, he's not part of kol. It's interesting. So exactly. So therefore, there's no ease of tzedaka. Yeah. Later, another great man came along. Came to the Rabbi, asked other questions. He answered them all. Taste brings a ray from here that the whole story that we say, the Shlokish, the story of Yechon, is a hard story to believe in our Gemara of Rishalmi, because our Gemara clearly says here, the Shlokish asked questions from Rabbi Yishia. Rabbi Yishia was a Tanner. How could he ask if he was a bandit or a circus performer and he was a fraid? So obviously it's a place, he was a godel already way before. Anyway, so what is Lokish asked him, he answered him. What's the difference? It wasn't. Rabbi Yechon was a Tana, and Rabbi Yechon was very young when Rabbi died. That's why Rabbi Yechon, even though he's a Tais of Bamatzia, says same time. They're both the same time. I'm sure Tyson knew that as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Omale Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Rabbi Eisha, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, who's Rebbe. Said to Rabbi Ishia, Otu Rabbi Yechel Lav Gabra Rabu, why do you avoid answering Rabbi Yechel? You answer the Shlokish. Omele, the Kaboyim in the middle said, let's say the Pisri. The Shlokish has a question, I knew the answers. I answered him. Rabbi Yechel asked me a question, I didn't know the answers. I didn't answer him. Now, Leman. Oh, this is Leman. Now we're trying to understand why it was such a difficult question and why the Rabbi Yechel was not able to answer. Yeah. We're going to go through different opinions. Leman, according to which man the Amma is he asking the question? What do you mean? There are three opinions. We're out of the place. Ile Rabbi Yehuda, if we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, bein begdushos koy, whether you're going to argue that this koyim through daka is still considered a koyin, he still retains the kahuna. Bein lav begdushos koy, whether you're going to say that he does not retain the kahuna because he's a psur daka, loy ochle, he cannot feed her. Why not? E begdushos koy, if he's a koyin, he's not allowed to marry her because she's a bas gedim, and you're not allowed to marry a bas gedim, loy ochle, damamar, because we learned bas ged zocher, if the father was a ged, kebas cholol zocher, even if the mother was a yid, if the father was a ged, she's considered the bas chol and she cannot marry a koyin. That's the strictest opinion of them all.
It's only the father's a
ged. Even if the mother gets to talk about, even if the father's a ged, so the mother's a mama, she's a yid, she was born like a yid. Even so, she's a chol.
This koyin who's a tzedakah,
yeah,
he can't do avoid in the mikdash, but he's allowed to eat truma.
That's the question. Ibig dushos koy. He himself. Who is he? That's what we're going. Three different opinions now. So if he is a koyin and you treat him against like a koyin, then he couldn't live with this woman because she's considered a halal, and therefore, of course, he couldn't feed her because he's living with a halala. He just right away. And now ilabig dushos koy. And if you're going to tell me that he's not a koyin, he's just an ordinary yisrael, but yisrael psudaka is not allowed to live with somebody from the kol. And I'm going to tell you that a loy achlo damrim, we say kol gedim ikra kol. We're going to say that a gedim is considered a kol. He's not living with her.
Yes.
Rashi. Start from bein b'dushas koy lekam pedigadol meboye lon koyim tzudaka. A koyim tzudaka ma'u begiyedis is a kinyan d'amar miyad b'dushas koy. Is he still koyim v'asa? If she herself is a giyedis, can he marry? V'hoch over here bein b'dushas koy. Koyin and lasu daka, bain just a koyin koy, if he remains a koyin, but also bechol lasu lakuni, he's also anything koyin, also bain la big dushasa koy, the ain a muzim at least isha beguma, and he does not have the full din of a koyin, he's not a full din of a koyin, he's allowed to marry anybody he wants, leochi cannot feed. Why? Rashi, e big dusha, if he's a koyin, leoch la da omar, bas ger zocher, even the father's only a zocher, ki bas chol zocher, u bas chol, the daughter of a chol, we know, su lakuni, pas lakuin, peri yuchi, we keep him dushasa koy, leoch la, she cannot eat damrin, we say, harre. She became a halal. If he does not have the full din of a kohen, in what sense? That he can marry anybody he wants. Nevertheless, he cannot feed her. Even though he's still a kohen in the sense he could eat truma. A kohen, a chol is allowed to eat truma. Even though he can eat truma. But he's not allowed to live with this woman because a gay is considered kol. So on the one hand, she's a member of the kol. He's a member of a kol, but you cannot live. But a bas gading cannot live with a coin. And plukta Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yisi Berizal Yuchsin. Okay, so mother can't work. Back to the mother. If you don't follow Rabbi Yehuda, you follow Rabbi Yisi. Then bein begdushasikoi, whether he remains a kuna, bein la begdushasikoi, whether he does not remain a koyin, ochla she could eat. The most question is, why Rabbi Yisi stuck? If he followed Rabbi Yehuda, then it's clear that she doesn't eat truma. If he followed Rabbi Yisi, clearly he does. Because Rabbi Yisi is going to hold exactly the opposite. Rabbi Yisi is going to say she's allowed to marry a kohen because she's only a bas gedim. And Rabbi Yisi is going to say she's not a kohen if she's allowed to marry Yisrael. So Mamon is allowed to eat truma. He goes further that even both parents were gedim. He holds that when is a kohen allowed to marry Yisrael? Only she's a gedim. But if both parents were gedim, she's mefedish allowed to marry. Just the opposite. Diametrically opposed to the other opinion. And if she's not, and if he's not, does not fully know kedusha. He's just a Yisrael in that respect. She is not a kol. Kol game. Lo yikir kol. They hold kol game. Not a kol. So what's the major question? Ella, the third opinion. Liba da haitana. The question according to the third tana that now the Mishnah Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. What's the Mishnah Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says Isha Bas Gedi. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that Isha Bas Gedi, a woman who is the daughter of Gedim, loy tenase likahuna. She's not allowed to marry Kohen. I'm moided that if both parents are Gedim, can't marry Kohen. But however, I hold. But I disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. I hold that if the father was a Ger, but the mother was a Yid, she's a full-fledged Yid, and a Kohen is allowed to marry her. So the question is, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, what would he hold? If her mother's a Yid, and he's a Kohen, he's allowed to marry her. But what about if he's a Yisrael? Is she part of Kol or not? This is a question. Do we say that the Ksheda is added onto her? She's allowed to be a Kohen. The mother was eating the father's again. So she's allowed to marry a Kohen. On the other hand, it only made a kosher to a Kohen, but did not make her a member of the call. Therefore, a Kohen to a Daka is allowed to marry. As a Kohen, allowed to marry her because she's mutter. As a Yisrael, allowed to marry her because she's not part of call. Or maybe Machlachmer, because you consider her a full-fledged Yid, maybe she's also part of the call. She's also Kedusha of a Yid. Kedusha of a Yid. And the Tzedakah came married. That was a suffix, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and Rabbi Yishai didn't know. By the Gemara, Oydim a Kedusha mitzvah. She's added Kedusha. Lo yochel cannot eat. Rashi. A little bit about the high tzedakah by Rabbi Yechiel. Going to Imam Yisrael, the mother's a Yid. Okay, Tzedakah by Rui Lekuna. Oh, Lekayin. V'lav Kedusha, but she's not holy. Like Rikol, Mutar Tzedakah Mutar. Tzedakah by Chelus Manush. Inam Yisrael. Even if he's a Kayin, he's not married. She's a full fledged. She's not a cholol. Her mother's a Yid. She's mutter, umeshum hachi, and therefore, okay, back to your mother, Toshma coming here, ki osir av achabachina midroimu, but av achabachina came from the south of Israel. Also, he came by Isi Masnit to beard brother, but Isi with him goes as follows: Minayin had an obtudaka koyin, Shenosa Bas Gadim, who married the daughter of Gadim. Shemachil, both parents of Gadim, yet could feed a truma. Shenemrit says, Vikoyin ki yik the nefesh kinyan kasboy. If a koyin buys a kinyan nefesh, and we say that a wife is also that way, and it says, Yoichal boy, they can eat. Now, Laman, his braisa, who is it talking according to? According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Befeish you can't." Ha'amah bein big does even if he's a koyin allowed to because Bas Gedim is a cholol bein labish does even what if he's not a koyin? They're a member of the kol. You're not allowed to because la'ochlish you can't eat. The Rabbi Yisi who says that that even if both parents are Gedim, she's 100% mutter to the koyin but she's not a kol. She's mutter to Israel. Lo mani kara on your pasuk for ha'amah bein big do shasay koy bein labish do shasay koy ochlish you can eat. And the love of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says the mother was a Yid, the father was a Ger. The father was a Ger, the mother was a Yid. She is not a Cholol, and she's allowed to marry a Kohen. And the suffix is, but whether is she considered part of Kohen now or not, can the Kohen Tzedakah marry or not? Ushma minok sheilas he tells him of a Ochla. Shariah, that what? She's not part of the Kohen. The Kohen's allowed to marry her. Shma minok Zariah. Exactly. That's why also Vaisim is Nita. Not all of them, only certain. Rabbi Yishai actually was Tosefta. B'chi was Braisa. Rabbi Yishai was Tosefta and Bakapora. Okay. Tell you what, Vayta Itma we learned. Rav Omar Rav says yes. Towards the end of this week, we're going to start having a little bit of agarata for a few blocks. Actually, very nice agarata.
A bit of a prize.
What is mitzvah? Exactly. Yesh chupa lipsulis. What happens if a kohen gadol? Now, there's a whole sugya in kedushin of Hamid Aleph Rav Huna comes along and says that chupa is kohen mekal v'chaymer. There it's talking about if you gave kedushin kesef hashtar. And then you gave chuppah, so they say chuppah is kainah. Machlek is a shainah, chuppah is nidah, whatever, what happens. That's the gemara there. Now we have a gemara here, and the shayla of a chuppah is kainah for psulas. So Rashi, in the next tomorrow's gemara, if we get there, Rashi learns that we're talking about here a chuppah, and we're bypassing, so it's nothing to do with the gemara and kedushin. They were talking about you gave kesa first, and then you gave chuppah. So chuppah takes the place in the suyin. Here, there was no kesa, no shtah, you just went straight to chuppah. What happens here? So Rav says, yesh chuppah lipsulas. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. It's a house. It's bringing into the house. Yeah. So the question is, yes, Totally different gemara. Nothing to do with this gemara here. They for sure you're kinder. They for sure you're kinder.
What I'm saying, when you're asking the question,
yeah, over there it's an assuyin. The question here, if kedushin takes place, can chuppah take the place of kedushin? We said before, according to the mayor, that if you give kedushin to a woman who's a bas kohen, if you're puzzle to marry her, she's disqualified from truma. What if you give a chuppah? Yeah, so Rav says yes, chuppah l'psulah. There is chuppah for psulah. So Rashi kohen gadol shehechnis almana or bas kohen l'chuppah. Kohen gadol married almana bas kohen to chuppah or a kohen hedi of the grusha. The loy bar alea and had no relations with her. Only chuppah. Umikaranami loy kitcher. There was no kedushin. Only chuppah. Afilohachi pasla mitruma de beinashi. Just disqualified her. The chuppah keknisa bebila. Because one of the three ways of mikdash is through bia, not nesuim, but kedushin. And this and chuppah is a substitute for bia. However, Shmuel says ein chuppah lipsulis. Shmuel says no. There's no chuppah by psulis. Because chuppah is only works if you already have proper kedushin, then you do a chuppah. But by psulis, there's no chuppah. Amar Shmuel amoydeli abba. Abba's made it to me. Big machleik is showing him Rashi himself in certain places different things, whether that was his name or that was a title. Here Rashi is made Abba, Mishum the Koshim in there, because Rav was older, guarded by Abba. From Elosh and the Sea, but Rebbe, my leader, my dad. But in other words, Rashi's learning Abba was a title. In other places, Rashi learns that Abba was actually his name. Abba Richa. Anyway, Rav has made it to me that what? Up to naked, when is Chuppe apostle if it's a roll of beer? The girl happened to be under 3 years old. At least Rivka was over 3. The girl was under 3 years old. It's not a chuppah that can bring to beer. Ain't la chuppah. The whole idea of chuppah can bring to beer. At least could bring to beer. Here, could you bring to beer? There's no chuppah. So there's no, nothing happens. Like Rashi. So even if they had beer, since it's not roll of beer, nothing happened. It doesn't passel her. Like an etzba, it's like putting a finger inside. And the ain't chupasa paislasa, not passel her.
Can I ask the same question?
Yeah, but it's a row. It's a zaitig as achat holding her back.
Also,
no, she's not. Under
wait till she gets older.
But right now. No, but neither is she, her body, physiologically, she's totally row. And there's a machlek in the shayma, but you're just raising the Ran the Rambam argue on that. If chuppah is needed, you're b'chal kaina. That's why the Rambam said the yichud afterwards was the chuppah or the badek, and there's three different opinions there as well. But whatever it is, if it's chuppah is needed, it's a machlek, if it's effective or not. Because it has to be role to be a mamish or physiologically. Amar Rav says, Rav, afanana metim. This way, it says, the girl is 3 years old, miskadeshes bebiya, you can mikadesh her with beer because she's a roll of beer. By a boy has to be 9, by a girl 3. If a yavam had relation with her, she's kaina. She's 3 years old in a day. The chayavin aleh mishum eches ish, and now she's mamish married. If somebody else has relation with her, is that person, even though she's under the bas mitzvah, she's not punished, but that person will be chay misa. Umitama as boila, and if somebody has relationship with her, she's mitami that person, litami a full extent, litami mishkev tachten kelyon. They have 10 mattresses, the bottom mattress is tummy like a top mattress, they're all tummy, because it's not like the first generation, second generation, third generation. But by Zava, there's a special din that all of them have the same status, the same generation, so she has that power. Rashi, Afan Dina, the ain't biyasa paislas, but under 31 pasal, the keep the ain't biyasa paislas, this is under the beer, even though she had beer. It means nothing. Koshke, the ain't chup pasal, surely a chuppah, which is the whole idea of chuppah, is a roll of beer, it's a pasal. The chashiva's chuppah ain't elam shum shikrave of the beer, it's only because of beer. The hecha the beer like chashiva, koshke, chuppah, chuppah, chuppah. Back to the Gemara. Next Rashi, mitame's boiler, im nidi hiches and nidi, letame boiler, mishkiv tachten ke elyon. That the mishkiv tachten, just like the elyon, the top. Mesachta nidi mefajlo, she a tachten she boil nidi ke elyone shel zov. That the tachten of a boil nidi is to be the same thing like the elyone shel zov. Elyone shel zov doesn't only mean the high top mat, it means the clothes that he's wearing as well. She mitame oichel and mashkin, the aim mitame other mekalim. The clothes of a zov does not have the capacity to metami other mekalim, but it's metami oichel mashkin. So all the mattresses can do that. Ketachnu shall need the atzma. She caught a medras, tummy medras, stepping on it, but avatum. So you're right. Back to the Mishnah here. It says, right. Nisas lekoyin. She married a koyin. Oichel avatum at the age of 3. Boale echem mekol apsulin. If she's over 3, if one of apsulin had relations with her, that's it. She's not possible to marry a koyin. Possible of marrying a koyin. Rashi, Minapsulin, a cholo, or a nasin, more than a sinim, or a mamzer, oh yeah, monarch and godl by God, we had a whole shayla. Pustle and maturum beisavir. What do you mean pustles? Either pustles from marrying a kohen, or over here, Rashi says, pustle also from, and this is what Tesla always argued, maturum beisavir as well. Go back to the parent. Back to the Gemara, what about it? The whole time it kvetches over 3 years old. Bas shalosh shalom yemechol mifshel bebia mifshel bechupa. Davke bas shalosh is possible bebia bechupa. Hop chusar bas shalosh yemechol lesson 3. The loy mifshel bebia. All of these things would not have happened. Loy mifshel nam bechupa. The bechup shmam as a klorodaya. Omar Rami Bachama. Rami Bachama comes along and says, "You just made a machlekes Rav Shmuel. I think that's actually totally the machlekes on Mishnah. Yes, chupa lipsulas. Chupa is only like kedushin, and we look at Mishnah Machlekes if you make kaddish someone that you shouldn't be marrying, and she is a bas koyin, whether it disqualifies from being truma or not. Machlekes that made Hashem blazer. Same Machlekes here. Bonu would be the same Machlekes that made a blazer of Shimon. That made holds that one that as soon as you get engaged, since the role to be, since the role to get married, that you disqualify from being truma. Hashem blazer. No, right now she's all right. Lura made I'm a kedushin pasli. I made hold. So you got engaged. You're already pasli because you're about to get married. Chupa dami pasli. Chupa takes the place of kedushin. So therefore pasli as well. And according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, dami kedushin lay pasli. Chupa dami pasli. Dashi. Lura made I'm a kedushin pasli. Chupa but like dami pasli. What are you comparing chupa to kedushin? Dilma ad kan le kamar ad made hazor. He says over there that she's disqualified from intermin from a family's house. Ella be kedushin by proper kedushin the konile because you were koiner. Abel chupa the loy konila be chupa. You are not koiner loy, and that's why all the rishonim ask it. What do you mean not koiner? From facing more the chupa that hey you are koiner. That's what Rashi learned before. We're talking about a pshat with the chupa without the kedushin beforehand. Sini kedushin. Therefore you're not koiner. Like maybe not. Rashi chupa ainu koine without a kesef oishtar oikedusha bia kidis but a kamedusha is something beforehand. So mele the chupa on its own and mele says nothing happened therefore she can still eat truma. Says the ershin sveitens inami or ad kanle kaamri rabbi lezer rabbi shimon hasam. You know why they say you're not disqualified ela bigedusha the like crave le bia kedusha is still a long way to go before you have any connection you have to still have the bia. Aber chuppe, the kebik chuppe already entitles you to have beer. All it is a question of when you decide to do it. No more rituals have to go through. Maybe they would have been made. You're almost there. You're almost us. You should stop being truma. Achinami the pasul, the pasul. So therefore, the Gemara says, don't make the machlekes. There's chuppe lepsul. Not totally the machlekes tonight. Don't do with those tonight. Maybe do some another machlekes tonight, which we'll see tomorrow. See you tomorrow.